Biff Kemp Daisies, what the old town used to call her. And there's me as a lad, wondering as how she talks a deep like and got stubble sticking out like an old witch. And all Daisy puts me in mind of is that Daisy, Daisy with a bicycle from the Great War. And then, or still a young'un, and I hears about all them doctors what the Nazis had, all done up in their doctor's togs. Same geezers what afterwards come out all fat and scrubbed and doing all right for themselves with medals off a Crown King and a Pope and whatnot. And of course, they got to get all sorts of awards given them. And before you knows it, these hoodlums got streets called after them and all. And here's our old Daisy, having to scrape her pennies all her days. And never a farthing left over from her pension. Forever suffering she was, believe you me. And it's not like any bloke was ever going to look at her and all. And us lads, we just thought, yucky-ducky, like, what'd you expect? Of course, back then, we never knew about that shit, about the hormone injections and what have you, and that stuff what they stuck in Daisy when she was, like, still little. Don't ask me. Suppose with a bit of luck, she could have turned out, I don't know, different. Of course, now, when I think of that Daisy, Daisy, what I used to think, I hang me head, I do. The way we didn't do right by her. Because you look at all them Nazis, you scratch my back, and everywhere you look, their kids and their kids' kids all still doing all right for themselves and running the show. Of course, they pulled that stuff from old Hitler long since, and all them medals what Grandad got out of the war and all. And what's he got for it, eh? The odd tulip stuck on his grave. And Daisy, hers, has been wound up 10 years since all it's got grown in its dandelions will wilt and blow right over them Nazis' graves with their Carrara marble. Go on, she'd have a laugh. And I'd bust a gut at all, I'm telling you I would.